Hello friends, I'm making this video today because I see people's Catholic faith be shaken by what they're seeing reported in the national news regarding the Catholic Church's involvement with residential schools. I know this is a very sensitive topic, emotionally charged. I can't cover every angle of this story and the situation. So before I get into the main message, I'd like to suggest four additional sources of information. Number one, Father Cristino Bouvet's interview with Global News. It was released yesterday. Father Cristino might be a familiar face to some of you because I've interviewed him on this YouTube channel. Please check it out. Link in the description. Number two, Bishop Henry's open letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Bishop Henry is the former bishop of the Calgary Diocese. Number three, Brian Holdsworth's YouTube channel and his commentary on the situation. I will link in the description, also in the top corner through the card. And number four, the Canadian Catholic Conference of Bishops website, particularly their section where it highlights the numerous apologies that have been issued by priests and bishops and archbishops over the last two decades. With that being said, how are we to be Catholic in the midst of scandal? I'd like to share with you a story that happened over 20 years ago that I've never spoken about publicly. There was a small group of people that were trying to stop the ministry that I was starting, and they almost succeeded. I was very discouraged. I was thinking about stopping ministry, and then a priest intervened in my life, and he was a great source of wisdom and encouragement. He was a great friend, and God used him in a very powerful way to help me just to persevere and to continue on, and I don't know if I would have without his encouragement. I'm very grateful and very thankful for his presence in my life. And then fast forward many, many years, and I hear the news that this priest has fallen out of grace in a very public way. And when I heard this news, I felt betrayed. I felt very disappointed. I was angry. I was hurt. But did this scandal shake my Catholic faith? Absolutely not. Why? Because my Catholic faith doesn't rest in somebody else's ability to live it. Why would I give somebody else that power over my Catholic faith? And so often I think this is what we do in the midst of scandal. We let those who have fallen from grace take the grace of God from us. Why would we give them that authority? My Catholic faith doesn't rest in a priest's ability to pastor. My Catholic faith doesn't rest in a bishop's ability to teach. My Catholic faith doesn't rest in a pope's ability to lead the church. Now, I hope a pope, a bishop, a priest does an excellent and wonderful, virtuous job in the roles that God has given them. But you know what? Sometimes people fail because, man, we're all imperfect, all of us. And so if our Catholic faith is resting in people, and when people fail, our faith will fall with them. My Catholic faith rests in the person of Jesus Christ and in his promises, nobody else's. Jesus promised Peter and the apostles that he would build his church. He promised them that the gates of hell would not prevail. He promised them that he would lead them in all truth. When it comes to faith and morals, I don't believe something to be true based upon somebody else's ability to live it. I believe something to be true based upon God who revealed it. That's what faith is. Faith is a theological virtue by which we believe in God, believe in all that he has said and revealed, and that Holy Church proposes for our belief because it's truth itself. That's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1814. Faith is a gift from God. We need to nurture it, and we need to protect it. But one thing we shouldn't do is throw it away because someone else has thrown away their faith. That just doesn't make sense. We leave the Catholic Church because of scandals within the Catholic Church? I don't buy that. there's only one reason to be Catholic, and that is because it's true. The teachings are true. If the teachings aren't true, then there's no reason to be Catholic. If what the church teaches is true, then that's every reason to be Catholic. Does it discredit the Catholic Church when things of the past are brought up like this? Does it hurt the church's reputation? Yeah, it does. But far more important than the church's reputation are the people that were entrusted into the church's care, whose lives were destroyed, whose families were ripped apart. I mean, this is bad. And it seems like we are reaping right now what a previous generation has sown. Will this change how Canadians see the Catholic Church? I don't know. But you know what? I'm not worried about what the world sees. I'm worried about what you see. Because right now, I'm not serving the world. I'm serving you. And I want to encourage you that the next time you see a scandalous headline about the church go through your newsfeed, remember that the promises of Jesus Christ do not change with the passing headlines that are here today and gone tomorrow. If your Catholic faith is being shaken because of the scandals you see, consider this. Why would you let somebody else's sin keep you from Jesus? Why would you let a previous generation's mistakes keep you from God's blessing today? And why would you let the scandal of Judas keep you from God's blessing flowing through Peter? Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for the world. We appreciate you so much. We cannot do this ministry without you, so thank you. And just in case our channel gets shut down by YouTube, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all new videos by email, no matter where they are uploaded on the internet. God bless you guys.